Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Coffee for Two with yours truly, Carl and
Natalie.
Back here for another action-packed episode of Coffee for Two. Actually, this week for me personally, it is Celestial Black Tea for Two. I don't have coffee. I have some hot tea instead. Kind of soothing in the middle of the night. And you have water and some chocolate. What do you have over there now?
Water.
But what do you have? What kind of snack are you eating?
What your parents brought back from Nashville. Goo Goo's.
And what's in those?
Sugar, and more sugar.
But they're good, though, aren't they?
Yeah, they're...
That's the trade-off.
Guilty pleasure.
That's the trade-off that I have. It's just, like, there's so many good things out there that I would just love to have, and they're
delicious. The first ingredient in both of them... Or in both flavors are sugar. That's the first ingredient.
But again, it's having a balance. I think is important. I mean, if you ate the whole box of them right now, that wouldn't be good. But having one or two,
Only like six in a box, so they're gonna be short lived, and then I'm not gonna eat them ever again they're from there.
It's fine, but you had a long day, so you deserve a little treat. So what happened today night? So you had a full but productive day.
But productive day, yes.
So why don't you fill everybody in how today went for you?
I went to work, and then I did my side business. So I had a meeting and some product deliveries, and now I'm home.
And how's everything going so far?
Very good. I'm building momentum. So like we talked about in the other episode a couple episodes ago about the side hustle, that's a big part of it, is being consistent. And when you're consistent, a couple months goes by and you build momentum and it just takes off from there.
Just like doing this podcast. Mm-hmm. So I think like 5 minutes ago, you didn't want to record. You're like, oh, I'm wiped out. And I just stuck the microphone in front of your face.
Yep.
Anyway, but it's okay. Mm-hmm. Staying consistent is the key. I think if you stay consistent with pretty much anything, I think you're going to see positive results and growth over time. Mm-hmm. I think it's inevitable. So other than that, Nat, what else is going on this week?
What about you?
Nothing, just actually...
Big week for you.
Big week for me. I am literally a few days away from finishing my master's program that I've been working on for the past 2 years. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny, it's how fast time flies, and just being consistent and just sticking with it. Because once you fill everybody in, 2 years ago, we went down to Point Pleasant. It was like it was around Labor Day. Mm-hmm. We went and watched the sunrise on the beach. Mm-hmm. And what happened?
You were miserable.
Why was I miserable?
Because you weren't even sure if you were doing the right thing, and if you were just going back to school, and you didn't know really what you really were doing. Going back to school for, if it was going to be a good decision or not, or if you were going to be able to be successful at it and get, you know, the grades you needed to get through it.
Well, it was right after the first day or first class, the first week of classes, mm-hmm. and what I call, they give you out syllabus syndrome, mm-hmm. Where they go over the syllabus and they put the life of, you know, they scare you to death.
No.
With their expectations, and they give you the entire semester in a 1 hour presentation, and they're like, you're going to be expected the highest quality work, this, that, and the other thing. Mm-hmm. And you literally walk out of there stunned. Mm. And I think that's what happened to me. It was my first time back in school. I went back after 4 years of graduating in 2011, and then went to work, still working. But then in 2015, decided to go back at nighttime. Mm-hmm. So I think I was just shell shocked. It just kind of floored me to be back in that environment again. It took a little bit of, you know, like riding a bike again to kind of get used to it, and especially that level of work. But 2 years later, so I said what I'd like to do for the 2 year anniversary is go back to the same beach around the same point in time in September, and we'll go back to that beach and.
And you'll be miserable all over again.
I will not be miserable this time. It'll give me a chance to reflect and just to say, look, I was able to do this. I stuck with it. I powered through it. I did not give up. I was this close to giving up. I said, you know what, maybe I'm not cut out for this. Maybe it's, you know.
Yeah, and that's a good lesson in believing in yourself, because you didn't believe in yourself, but you proved yourself wrong.
Yeah, I took it one day at a time, and a lot of patience, just sticking with it and powering through it, and a lot of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of coffee, and a very minimal amount of sleep the last 2 years. So I'm looking forward to that. So that's going to be a crowning achievement when I finish this program. If anybody out there is thinking about going back to school, just do it. If you have an idea that you want to pursue, just do it and don't get scared. There's always an intimidation factor up front, I think, for anything, especially anything new.
Yeah.
And big and life-changing. There's always an intimidation factor, but you can't give up, because after you do it for a couple of weeks, it'll feel like it's part of your routine and you'll feel like it's normal. And you'd be amazed what you can accomplish. I really learned a lot about myself by doing this program, by just seeing the results over sticking with it and just stretching your mind and your imagination to come up with, you know, to produce results at the end of the day. And it's really showed me a lot. So I'm, you know, again, proud of myself, the fact that I stuck with it, and I'm excited for the future to see you know, how I can put it to work, and I have some different ideas and things like that. One which I will be teaching an adjunct course in the near future, so I'm excited to lead the charge in the next generation. So, again, the main thing I got out of it, you know, is the experience of learning, and that's what I want to talk about today, is the topic for today's show, experience versus material. Experience versus material. So I guess getting life experience and weighing it against, you know, material items. Because as we all know, a lot of these things, one thing they have in common, they both cost money. And depending on what it is, the magnitude of it, as the cat climbs into the entertainment center over there and watches on, they both cost a lot of money. And you have to kind of weigh the balance of, you know, do I want this new car? Or do I want to go on this vacation? Now, Nat, do you have any thoughts on keeping the balance?
Well, obviously, you need a car, but you don't need to get the finest car. No, I'm saying, like, you need certain material things, obviously, you need. Like, you need a place to live, you need clothes, you need a car to drive around in and get you from A to B. But you don't need to buy the finest car, and you don't need to blow all your money on a living situation, and you don't need to buy the highest brand name clothing and new clothes every single week or month or whatever. So, and where that difference comes in is where you can spend the money on experiences, because we both value experiences more than we do material items. And I think that's also a generational thing as well. I feel like a lot of people, are young adults our age, you know, value experiences and travel and, you know, seeing the world, doing a wine tasting, things like that, you know.
Yeah, because when I look back and I look at, you know, when I have to come up with gift ideas for people and getting it all together and then giving it, and then, you know, a year later, half the time, they don't even remember what the item was.
Yeah, I don't even remember half the time what people have given me over time.
You remember
unless it's like a meaningful, like a moment, like, you know, a sentimental gift.
Do you remember everything that I gave you for your birthday and Christmas?
I mean, like the jewelry, because it was like a sentimental thing. Like, I still have that infinity necklace and the heart necklace, the first one that you ever gave me, and mm-hmm. things like that. But other than that, like, I think you gave me a Kindle one time, like, in the beginning, and that Leap Pad thing, or whatever. Not Leap Pad, that's like a kid thing.
Yeah, I don't watched know what one it of those, what's that computer when you're kids that you used to play with?
It had Leapfrog.
Like, you'd, like, open it up, and it had, like, you learned the ABCs with it.
I don't remember. I didn't get those fancy toys. But anyway, yeah, so, like, I don't remember, other than, like, a couple jewelry items that you got me, like, because they're sentimental. But yeah, I don't remember, like, if you bought me, I think you bought me boots once. but you know, you don't really
remember. Well, those were worth it. You wore the heck out of those boots.
Oh, yes. Of course, I wear everything anybody gives me. I'm not picky.
I got you some purses and all that. I've taken care of Natty over there over the years.
The point is that you're not going to remember those things as much as you're going to remember, like, somebody taking you on a trip. Like, well, for my birthday, 2 years ago, we did that zip lining in Lancaster. And I'll always remember that. Like, if you got me, like, a t-shirt and, like, a new bag or something, I'd still have it, but I wouldn't remember. But that experience of going ziplining for my birthday and making a day out of it in Lancaster and exploring a new town that I hadn't been in before, that is something I remember, and that's something I value.
Right. And I'm the same way. I remember all the trips that we've gone on, and even little things like going to a certain restaurant in Atlantic City. I remember we went to Il Forno one time in, like, 2011.
I remember that, but not for not for good reasons.
What do you remember about it?
I remember, well, the food was good, but, I mean, I do remember, like, the remember all the free stuff they gave us? All that free, like, appetizer stuff?
Trust me, it wasn't free. It was overpriced.
Okay, anyway,
meal,
you know what I mean.
It was good, yes.
It was all complimentary.
I get it.
You didn't have to order it. They just brought out, like, cheeses and zucchini and things or whatever. But, yeah, there was the table next to us. That guy, it was, like, a whole family. But the guy, the father, I guess it was the father, he was just on the phone the whole time, loudly, while his kids were, like, screaming. It was just, like, it's fine, but, like, it's just, he was really loud on the phone the whole entire time they were eating dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, I don't know, I guess they were supposed to have a family dinner, but they weren't. So it was kind of rude to the neighboring people that maybe, like, me and you, we don't go out for a fancy dinner very often. So that was, like, a special dinner for us.
Right.
And, you know, we want to enjoy that experience, but it was, like, hindered by this guy talking on the phone very loudly the entire dinner.
Right. And what else do you remember? July 21, we had the Doc's Oyster House, the famous
I'll
Doc's.
Never forget Doc's Oyster House because it was just an excellent meal.
And it's legendary, too. It's been there, I think, since the late 1800s.
Yeah, family, like 1897. Passed down in the family for years and very popular.
Yes. I believe we had, what do we have, Clam's Casino or something? I forget.
And that doesn't matter. I just remember it was a great meal.
And the ambiance of the place was excellent.
But yeah.
So a lot of good restaurants, a lot of good places to eat, a lot of fun, different. I like doing different things. That's usually what I remember. You know, when I was younger, I made a lot of frivolous purchases. I wanted to have a cool car, and I wanted to have nice clothes, and I wanted to buy stereo equipment for my car, and all this sort of thing. When in hindsight, I could have, you know, maybe taken a step back and put it into perspective that maybe I should go on more trips, or maybe I should have did more activities that might, you know, I might benefit from, you know, in the long term.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rather than sinking it all into, you know, a car or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Something that I won't have forever and won't affect my life long term. And at the end of the day, it's just from A to B. So, what about you? Were you the same way when you were younger?
I never really was brought up with the mentality of, you know, you need to have things and to impress people or anything like that. We always had what we needed and we had toys and things like that, but
I wasn't talking about when I was younger.
I used to get a lot of hand-me-downs and things like that, so I never really valued.
And that's okay, because, and honestly, it wasn't when I was younger. It was, forgive me, the cat has graced us with her presence. Forgive the interruption. If you know what I mean. This happened to you when you were doing that video the other day.
The cat likes attention, so if anytime we're doing something,
she'll tend to go to the bathroom in the middle of recording something. And now we can't do anything about it until we're done recording this episode.
The benefits of, I mean, the downside of...
She's just staring at us in the corner. She's just like...
the downside of living in a tiny condo. Cat goes to the bathroom and the whole entire condo smells.
God, I gotta open the windows now.
So yeah, we value experiences. That's why we live in a tiny condo.
Yes, rather than...
But this experience, we don't value.
No, but to go back to what you were saying before that, I wasn't brought up like that either. I was, to enjoy what I had. It wasn't, I think, till I got to my teenage years and, my early 20s when I wanted to, I guess, impress the ladies. And so I figured to get that and to be accepted, I needed to have a cool car and to have fancy clothes and all that sort of thing.
Yep.
What about you? Were you like that at all in your, early 20s?
No.
I know you liked to... When I first met you, you were styling and profiling. You had a nice...
Yeah, but I always... I never, was a brand name person. I just, I still valued... I really valued going out to eat. I don't know why. I just love... Not just because, it's easy. You don't have to worry about cooking or whatever. I just loved that time, with family or friends or whoever your significant other. And just nobody having to worry about who's going to clean, who's going to cook. You're just going to just enjoy that time together and have a good conversation and experience new cuisine that maybe you wouldn't really know how to make yourself. And So, yeah.
Remember we went to... Passies a couple times in New York City.
Yeah, that was fun. And that's a quality experience. That's not just... because they really are, old-fashioned there, and, and the waiters are very...
Very cordial and
yeah.
Very professional.
Very professional, yeah.
Well-dressed. And they really know their stuff. They're not just bringing out the food and putting it on the table. They're explaining what wines pair with what, the best recommendations are, and, to kind of add to the experience as well.
So some other experiences.
But if you're gonna go there, I do warn you: do not have a big Thai lunch beforehand, I did.
Not good.
I had a big giant pad Thai.
We could spare them all the details.
Beforehand.
You just got sick, anyway.
Yeah.
But
it was delicious.
So there's a bunch of we've just been talking about restaurants because we love food, but there's so many different things . Nowadays, I feel like there's a ton of great things out there that you could do that you don't... some of them you don't even need a lot of money for. I mean, I see everybody going on these hikes nowadays. There's a bunch of, festivals all the time, I feel like. There's just so many different festivals. Not just, the good old 4-H fair or something like that, but there's... wine and beer festivals and seafood festivals and all kinds of fun things like that in your area. There's also trips. You could take trips and day trips or weekend trips or your annual family vacation. What else? Oh, they have all kinds of those painting classes, cooking classes. Remember we did that cooking class?
We did that. That twice. Was a lot of fun. We did that twice. We did Sur La Table in the mall here in Jersey. I think they have locations all over the place.
Yeah, they're all over the United States. So that's another great thing if you're looking for some fun experience. And this kind of goes back to our date night thing that we talked about in another episode.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that cooking class is so much fun. And it doesn't have to be Sur La Table. It could be... there's so many different restaurants and places that probably do cooking classes as well. Just look in your area.
Yeah, we've done it a couple of times. What did we do the first time? It was the Best of New Orleans.
Oh my gosh, that was so good.
Yeah, so they take you in the back, and it's basically a store where they sell home supplies, but in the back they have
kitchen supplies.
Kitchen supplies, and in the back they have a classroom that's set up. It's a full service kitchen. And I believe it's, about 10 or 15 people they bring in at a time?
Yeah, so it's a small group. It's never there's a ton of people. And they really encourage participation, which is awesome, because even if you're, shy and you don't really like to talk a lot, they'll just, grab you in and say, so everybody gets to do something in
right.
the class. Whether it's chopping an onion or, stirring the sauce or adding something in or cracking the eggs. Everybody participates in one way or another.
I was on andouille sausage duty. Best of New Orleans.
Cut the sausage?
Yeah.
I don't remember that, but I don't even know what I did. You have a weird memory.
So I remember experiences, to go back to the example.
I know, I remember the experience as a whole, and I remember the food, and it was good, going back to the food again.
I remember we made that one appetizer we made the second time we went. I forget what was the meal we made the second time?
So the first one was the Best of New Orleans, and we made red beans and rice, gumbo, that bananas Foster, and
out of this world.
The beer cooked shrimp or whatever.
Yep.
And with the remoulade. Mm-hmm. It was good. And then the second time we did it was a date night theme, and it was like a steak dinner. Was it steak dinner?
I don't remember
the meal, but I remember the appetizer with the prosciutto wrapped dates stuffed with blue cheese, wasn't it?
Out of this world.
Oh my god.
We actually went home, I believe, the next day or that weekend, and we made the appetizer for a house party that we went to.
It was expensive.
Well, dates and the prosciutto, it will add up. But it is very easy to make and delicious, needless to say. And you'll definitely impress some people.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a little bit of a unique
make that again.
Should make that again.
For ourselves.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's another fun experience idea. And you know what about experiences? Like, why do we value those things versus material things? Why do you value experiences over material things?
Because if you look at it this way, if I look at it on paper, all right, if I buy it, let's say I'm going to spend $5,000 on, I don't know, what's something that's $5,000? $5,000 on a vacation or $5,000 on
a really nice updated appliances or something. Or no, like a good TV set and entertainment system or something like that.
Okay. That TV set, I think, is gonna be really cool up front. And it's going to be like, wow, I have this TV set. At the end of the day, I don't think it's going to be a whole lot different in the long run than versus buying an $800 TV.
Exactly.
That essentially does the same thing. Mm-hmm. Might not have as good of a picture quality, but at the end of the day, you're still getting your football game at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Or still getting your game that you're playing on it, or still getting your Netflix on it.
Yep.
Versus, and you're not going to remember it. It's going to go out, it's going to, wear out in a few years. You're going to want the next TV, and it's going to be gone.
Especially with technology. As soon as you buy it, it's out of date. The next thing's out. It's like the phones and everything. I mean, I always keep up with the phone because that's like part of our businesses and our education and work and all that. But things like that, material items that you don't need, the top of the line item or...
Right. Or if you take $5,000 and go to, let's say, Puerto Los Cabos or Aruba for a week. While it is, all right, that's only a week, that's a point, but I think the long-term effect is going to last forever.
Yeah, I'll never forget our trips.
Right.
What are some practical tips, if somebody wants to take, a nice vacation and it costs about, $1,500 a person or something for a nice, week-long vacation... What would be your tips, because you could easily say, do this experience, or go on some more trips or whatever, but when you think about it, it might be easier for someone to just, have a nice little shopping spree and buy a couple new clothes versus saving up and buying money on an expensive experience, like a vacation or something. So what are some tips for...
I could probably sum up the whole thing into one thing. Cut the costs on spending on food.
Not just food.
Well, no. Look at it this way. Hear me out. I go to Wawa almost every day for a cup of coffee or a snack or a salad or a wrap or something or a couple of things a couple times a day, 5 days a week. If I'm able to cut that out, if I spend roughly $8 to $10 a day, not as much. Anywhere between $3 and $8 a day at the Wawa. Think of what that is per week, and then times that by, call it 50 weeks a year. Figure you have a 2-week vacation. 50 weeks out of the year. That's a sizable amount of money right there.
Yeah.
Saved right off your bottom line that you could put towards something else. And at the end of the day, it's just a cup of coffee. Or it's just a snack. It's a bag of peanuts or some beef jerky.
Tell yourself that tomorrow.
What are you going to do?
But, yeah, anyway. So that is a good tip, too. Like, cut the cost on food.
If you still want that, go out to dinner one less time a month. That's $50 or $60 right there.
Yeah. You get on a trip in, like, 3, 4, 5 years.
Okay, all right.
I'm just kidding.
You know what I mean.
Anyway, yeah.
Cut it maybe 2 times a month. Call it $100 a month. There's $1,200 right there.
And a big help also is, instead of just going to the grocery store and just aimlessly shopping around like I do, and then you end up with, like, spending over $100 and you don't know how.
Yeah, it's those end caps. I end up with ice cream and all this other stuff.
Oh, yeah. You're like, oh, I need this. I need that. Number one, don't go hungry to the grocery store. And number two, go with a prepared list, so that way you only get what you need, and you could even, like, figure out the pricing beforehand. Because all these grocery stores nowadays, they have, like, websites where you could even print out coupons and see, like, about how much it's going to cost. So you know what you're spending before you even go in there. Because budgeting is huge. If you want to save for a vacation, definitely budget out your funds each month. Whether it's for, you know, food or clothes or things like that, you know. Go to the thrift shops.
Right.
I just discovered a new one in our town. And I found a gorgeous, like, evening gown for $15 that I ended up wearing to our big awards ceremony in Dallas when I went to my conference for my direct sales company. But yeah, $15 versus I could have went to the Macy's store or whatever, a big box store, and ended up spending $100 on probably the same dress or similar.
Indeed. So. Another thing that we did, we cut cable.
Yep, that's a good tip.
If you just watch Netflix 97% of the time, like we do, or if you just watch Hulu a bunch of times, where you can get pretty much the same shows anyway for $7 a month, ditch the cable, and you'll instantly have a vacation in your bank account over the course of a year.
Yep, and you'll have time for, you know, other things in your life, maybe, that, you know, if you're easily sucked into the TV, you know. Right. You also make yourself some time for more experiences.
Right, and indeed. And I think also we've learned this a lot by doing the snowball. The debt program, where if you have, let's say, a small credit card or something like that, where it's almost, if you were to put a little more towards it, you could pay it off. It comes up to a big help once you could pay that off. We did that with a small thing that we had, and we paid it off, and instantly it was $60 to $100 a month
extra
that we didn't have before. So it's just strategizing, I think, at the end of the day, and kind of doing a deep dive into your finances and seeing what, you know, what you might be able to take care of and pay off, or what you might not be using, like cable or something else that you can, you know, eliminate for your monthly expenses, and you'll be surprised how quickly it all adds up.
Yeah, and that'd be a great way to, you know, save up for a vacation that you've been hoping for. Also, you know, going back to our side hustle episode, you can listen to that one. I forget which number episode that is, but you can listen to that on some tips to make some extra income on the side as well, to save up for that big vacation that you want to take. And even just like I said before, like, you don't know, you know, a lot of those experiences don't cost money. You could take a picnic, you know, I want to do that, like, old-fashioned, it doesn't cost you anything, just pack some sandwiches and a beach blanket and go to the beach or the park, and just, that's an experience in itself. Yeah. We like board games. We like to play Monopoly, and those are experiences, too, free, that you could just do at home, and I value those as well.
Right. Exactly. You know, 7 years ago, we went and saw the Goo Goo Dolls in concert. It was like roughly around the same week. I believe that was 7 years ago already.
I love concerts.
And there's another point, good to start a point. You still remember that, right?
Yep, I always remember that. I always remember, like, every concert that I've ever gone to. Those are good experiences.
At the end of the day, they're relatively inexpensive. Maybe $30-$50 gets you to a concert. Maybe less, maybe a tiny bit more, depending on the act. But at the end of the day, a concert's relatively inexpensive to go to. And they're lifelong memories.
Yeah.
Usually you don't forget concerts.
No, I don't.
I don't either. I remember every one that I've gone to for the most part. So go out there and have some fun. And, you know, kind of re-accentuate your... I don't know if that's the right use of that word.
I've never even heard of that word.
Maybe I just made it up. I don't know. But go out and see what you can do to challenge yourself to take some new experiences, try some new things, and you'll be amazed at how you can do it and the results and the memories you create.
Yeah. Make a list. Make a list of things that you've been wanting to try or do. And it depends on your area too. Like I know when I went to California, I got to go take surfing lessons, which was, I'll never forget, you know, like that's something I was always like, I don't know if I'll ever be able to do that because I still can't hold, I can't breathe. I can't, go underwater without holding my nose still to this day, which is really bad. But, I was like, I don't know if I can do this. But when I went to California, you know, I just took a shot and I did it. And I will never, ever, ever forget that. That was so much fun. And then also like paddleboarding.
Mm-hmm. Parasailing too.
Parasailing. Those are just experiences that like, yes, you pay the money, you do the experience, and then it's over. You don't have any like material thing to show for it. But the memories last a lifetime and... the memories are the best.
Right. That sunset cruise in Aruba that we took.
Yeah.
I'll never forget.
And the snorkeling. Oh, so much fun. That's why excursions are really important to do on your vacation. Maybe at least one per vacation.
I know. It's almost like you almost have to drag me on an excursion at first. Because I'm like, I'm here. I just want to lay on the beach. I don't really want to go run around all day. Like when we went to half a day...
Aruba
tour? No, it was actually a whole day Aruba tour.
Yeah.
The entire island we did in one day. And I was like, oh, I just kind of want to relax and lay on the beach.
That was our honeymoon.
But, boy, do we have some memories from that.
Wasn't that such a great trip? That excursion?
Yes.
We got, like, that was so cool. We got, like, the behind-the-scenes tour, the whole entire island, because it's a small island. And that one experience where they just drove us to just some random beach. There's so many just random beaches there. You just pull up, walk out, and just jump right in the ocean. And it was, like, clear blue water, and there was nobody there. It was crazy. Like, that doesn't happen.
The natural pool, right?
Yeah, the natural pool was cool, too.
Yeah.
Two.
We're tongue-tied today on Coffee for Two. But tons of experiences. And, you know, at the end of the day, while it is an intangible that does not last forever, it's pretty short, you know, a week, you know, whatever. Couple days, whatever, but you remember them forever.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, that's why I pick experiences.
Yeah. So if somebody's giving you flack for
and you're looking directly at me as you say that, yes.
No, if somebody's giving you flack for like maybe wanting to like, you know, go on a vacation and maybe they're like, what are you doing that for? Like you need to pay off this first. Mm-hmm. You know the debt for us. For us to not have any debt, it's going to be a while, so...
It's never... I mean, honestly, I don't count on
I'm not going to wait till I'm 40 to, you know, live my life. So you need to make sure you take
even after that point, we're still going to have a mortgage. Yeah. We're going to have kids by then. We'll have some other things.
So
it's just, you know what? You find ways to
wait.
Make it...
Don't wait too long, you know?
You find ways and you find time to do what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to do so.
Exactly.
Challenge yourself. You'd be surprised.
Yeah. My mom always said, people have money for what they want to have money for.
Right.
Same with time. People have time for what they want to have time for. So.
So, I mean, I'm allowed to go out and get a boat?
No.
Well, we'd have money. We find money for what we want to have money for.
But, yes, people, I mean, we.
Honestly, being reasonable about it, right?
Yeah, anyway.
See, that's a material item and it's an experience. All the same thing.
Sort of, yeah.
I'm just joking. Maybe someday. I always joked. I said my 40th birthday, I'm going to buy one. We'll see. Mm-hmm. We'll see how we're doing by then. But it goes back to setting goals. I've been working. I made a bucket list in 2008. I still use it to this day. It's on my phone. Mm-hmm. And I just, as little things I add that I want to do, and I check things off that I've been there for the last 9 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
But it's cool. Working from a list definitely helps as well. So what do you say there, Skipper? You want to wrap this up?
Yeah, we can wrap it up. Go ahead.
Why don't you wrap it up?
Well, that's pretty much it off the top of our head that we could think of about experiences versus material items. You need both in your life. Choose wisely.
As Matt McConaughey said, the Lincoln commercial, you gotta find that balance.
Yeah, find the balance, find because the balance. Life is short, and you definitely want to have some good memories, and, yeah, you know, things of this world, they pass away. Those pair of shoes, those $300 pairs of shoes are going to get scuffed up and ruined and in the trash in a couple of years, right. You know. But memories last a lifetime.
Another thing is to also make memories with people you enjoy spending time with, yeah. Family and
don't
friends.
Don't waste your time with people that drain you and steal your energy and steal your dreams. You know, spend that time with your loved ones and people who support you and love you and, yeah. And that's part of the experience part.
Right. And it's also, it lives on beyond us because you could pass those stories down from generation to generation.
All right. So we're going to wrap it up. Yep. Thank you for listening to Coffee for Two.
Where can our fans out there find us?
I was just going to say that.
No, sorry. We read each other's mind.
You could find us on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud. And are we on YouTube?
They're on the three, and I have to work on getting this up on YouTube.
So
I
eventually
ran out of
YouTube
space
too.
On my hard drive.
It just takes a long time to upload there.
But the most important ones, the audio platforms, iTunes, Google Play, and SoundCloud.
Yeah,
we
so
are on.
Subscribe to us, share us with your friends. We are still in the learning process of these podcasts, and we're going to work on getting better each episode. So
yes.
Give us your ideas. You can follow us on Instagram, @coffeefor2pc, @coffeefor2pc. We're also on Twitter.
@coffeefor2pc as well.
PC same. Stands for podcast, by the way, because they didn't have Coffee for Two
available. It wasn't available. And I don't have underscores now. And all kinds of other things in there.
That's
so.
Why we have PC at the end.
Yes. It's not personal computer.
Yeah. So yeah, follow us, subscribe, comment, give us your ideas and your feedback, and we'd love to hear from you.
Yes,
and,
have some fun with us, and thank you again for joining
us. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you next time on Coffee for Two.
We'll see you guys next time. Have a good week.